Thursday morning in the crowded market, the bomb burst across the traders' stalls. So close they never heard the sound that killed them, the fist-crushing flowers and darkness falls. All they wanted was food for their children, all they wanted was a job with pay, all they wanted was to get home safe. But Baghdad, it's just another day. Thursday morning in the crowded carriage, the bomb burst through the tunnel walls. So close they never heard the sound that killed them, fist-crushing flowers and darkness falls. All they wanted was to get to work, all they wanted was to earn their pay. Agony captured on 1,000 mobiles, London's making the news today. Summit is rudely broken, helicopter blades begin to turn. From a safe distance the cameras gather, there are speeches to make and points to earn. Standing firm, shoulder to shoulder, leaders pose behind police lines. Suspects are hunted and heroes are found, and in Baghdad and London life goes on. And it's business as usual in the city of London, it's business as usual at the Baghdad Gate, it's business as usual in the halls of the mighty, but the board of directors' profits won't wait. What's the price of a life in a Baghdad market? What's the price of a life in an underground train? Dearer by far than the price of peace, but to the board of directors it's a fair exchange. That they cry for their sons and daughters. In London they cry for their sons and daughters. In New York they cry for their sons and daughters. In Madrid they cry for their sons and daughters. In Chechnya they cry for their sons and daughters. In Thessalon they cry for their sons and daughters. In Sudan they cry for their sons and daughters. In Gaza they cry for their sons and daughters. Sons and daughters. Sons and daughters. Sons and daughters, sons and daughters.